bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Thanks for joining us today on the Caring and Sharing with Dara show. Today in the studio, I have with me CJ Smith. She's a life coach, as well as Mr. Lynn Wilson, who is a professor at Community College of Denver. I have both of them with me today, and I'd like to welcome you both to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So what we're going to do here at the beginning of our show until we get into our topic, I thank everyone who was able to join us last Friday as we talked about terrorism. This week's topic will be about depression and feeling hopeless, and then resources to getting hope. But before we do that, I'd like to share some other resources with us that we have in the community. And I'd like to start with Life Coach CJ Smith. Would you tell us about your organization?
I would love to. Thank you so much. We have a nonprofit that was started a couple of years ago. It is called the Colorado Center for Transformation and Empowerment, CCTE. It was, or it is, a spinoff of a grant program that I participated in about 4 years ago called Second Chance, where we went into the prison systems and we had African-American men who were 6 months from a prison release date that they could qualify for our program. Mm-hmm. So at that time, I was introduced to the whole nonprofit as far as the prison population was concerned. So out of that Second Chance, prison ministry has spawned, like I said, the CCTE, and what we want to do, take young African-American men who are just trying to get it together, trying to pull resources together, trying to be family men, trying to hold down jobs, and make some transformative and empowerment be part of their everyday life and everyday conversation. So we are much, much excited about that that nonprofit, CCTE. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you, how can someone get involved with your nonprofit?
Well, we have, like I say, we've just started the process. Even though we've had the nonprofit for several years, the leader of our program, Reverend Dr. Elaine Moore Smith, passed away last year of leukemia. So that kind of, you know, slowed our game for a little while. But the more direct answer to your question is you can contact me via my website, which is www.cjaysmith.com. So www.cjsmith.com, and there's a tab that says contact me, so you can contact me and let me know that you heard something on the show and you're interested in that program, and surely we will get back with you with whatever information we can.
That is awesome. It really, really is. Now I'd like to find out a little bit from you, Mr. Wilson, about what you do inside of your nonprofit, and I know I have something coming up that I'm going to be involved in that, and I'm really excited for you to share that with our listeners.
Thank you so much. Basically, I've partnered with the Open Media Foundation downtown. They have awesome resources for anybody in the community to showcase any projects or work they're doing through video. And I've been doing a digital storytelling boot camp since this past summer. And what that means is that digital technology has really changed the way people read and consume information. I mean, if you look at, I don't know anyone who doesn't look at YouTube, whether it's for cat commercials or, you know, just things that are fun or silly or even educational. And so basically what we want to do is make digital storytelling accessible to the masses on how to produce effective stories that showcase what they're doing in the community. And so we do that in a three-part session, and we provide this for any small businesses and nonprofit organizations.
Okay, so if someone wanted to attend your next one, which is coming up this week, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How do they go about doing that?
They can just come down to the Open Media Foundation Studios, which is at 700 Calamath Street, which is right off the Santa Fe Arts District area. And we will begin that three-part series. It's going to be three Mondays this month, starting next Monday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Next Monday, the 13th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
And so what you're saying is that anyone who has a business or a nonprofit and they want to come out and make a video, basically?
That's right. We'll show them the nuts and bolts of how to make a video. And you do not, I know that might intimidate a lot of people, but trust me, you can be a complete beginner, barely know how to use a computer. We're going to show you how to use your own technology. Almost everyone has a smartphone these days. We're going to show you how to take advantage of using those smartphones to make productive use of your time.
That sounds really, really nice. And so to show us the full picture, after the three-week course, what happens after that?
After the three-week course is over, we have a really exciting way that we showcase your work. So you get done with your work, and then at the week prior, we have them on a website, on the Open Media's website, where you can vote for your video. And basically, that kind of garners a little bit of what we call traffic, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as the people watch everybody's video that's produced, they can vote and say, oh, you know, I like this video. And then we showcase all the videos on a TV show, mm-hmm. which is available on the public access channels 56 and 57, if you have Comcast. And so then not only will it just, it won't be insular. It actually goes out to the public, and hopefully people will see what you do. And we've gotten a lot of good response from that. Even the last project we did, the last TV show, we had about 2,500 views in less than 2 weeks. So it really does gain a lot of great traffic at a very low cost when you think about how much it takes to produce a real commercial.
Which was going to be my right. The next thing was like, right, it is all so great and for a wonderful fee. Would you share that with us?
Yes, ma'am. So it's actually $225, but because Ms. Dara, you invited me on this show, I'm willing to offer anyone who listens to this show, if they come on Monday night, we'll take $25 off of that price. So it'll be $200 for literally a three-day boot camp plus being shown on the TV show for public access.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you have any questions that you would like to ask?
I would just like to say that this is the first opportunity that I've heard of such a program. So I'm just kind of sitting here in awe, taking it all in. But I think that is a wonderful way to showcase small businesses, which I am one of. So I already told Lynn that we would be talking once we're off air. But right. No, it seems like a fabulous program. Mm-hmm. Fabulous program. Yeah, that's exciting.
It is. It's very, very exciting. And I will definitely be out there on this Monday. So I'm very looking forward. I've already been actually working on my videos.
Yes.
I thank both of you very much for that information that you've shared. And I like to go off of something that you just said, that you're just sitting in here and you're just taking up all the information. And that is why I want to remind all of the listeners out there to tune in every Friday, because you just never know the information that you will walk away with mm-hmm. from listening to Karen and sharing every Friday at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So as we go further, CJ, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the prison ministry and what you all do.
Okay. Once again, the population that we were serving, that we were concentrating, they were African-American men who had been in the prison system 10 years or less. We felt that that population would show the greatest progression with our program. So, like I say, African-American men. But what we knew at that time was, while we were working on African-American men, that the African-American females were quadrupling in the numbers. The number for black women who are incarcerated is astounding. It's one of those eye openers and one of those lip dropping numbers that I could not believe in 2014 that we had that many African American females who were locked up. But as far as the men are concerned, one of our premises is, if we can get the head straight, if we can get the man straight, then we can get the rest of the family to come along. But we know what the challenges are with many of our African American men and their families, but not just African American men, but men throughout the world. But like I say, our program is designed for those young men who feel that they still have a whole lot to contribute to the world, a whole lot of talent, yes, a whole lot that they bring to the conversation that perhaps in past times we've not allowed them to share in whatever the setting, for whatever the reason. So we are an aftercare program for African-American men who are seeking to turn life around, who are serious about the commitments that they have to their family and to their kids. We also have conversation around the incarcerated kids. I know, you know, people may not know, but in our school systems, we have many kids who are coming to school who have either one or both parents who are incarcerated or have been incarcerated, and it just seems to go, and grandma is in there somewhere too. So it can be a whole generation of people who are locked up because of incarceration. So the program, like I say, is the Colorado Center for Transformation and Empowerment. And just what it says, we are a center, we are a resource where we want people to be transformed, and we want them to know that they are empowered to make some choices that they can make on their own with the help of a good program and good tools, and we think we supply that.
Absolutely. So before we go into our commercial break, would you please leave us with that information on how someone can contact you?
Absolutely. It is the CCTE, Colorado Center for Transformation and Empowerment. And I want you to contact me via my website, which is www.cjaysmith.com. So www.cjsmith.com. There's a tab on my website that allows you to contact me. So just let me know where you heard the information and how you might want to be a part, or you might be someone that we could service. So www.cjsmith.com.
Thank you so much for that. And would you please leave us with your information as well?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website at www.sparku.com. That's actually with a Q-U, so SPARQU.com. If you want to register for, you know, officially register for this upcoming one. But if you can't make it to the one coming up this Monday, we plan on having one in the winter starting in January. And so just keep posted on the website.
Thank you so much for that. And before we go to our commercial break, I'd like to ask you a question. Our next segment coming up, we're going to be getting into our topic, which is going to talk about depression and lifting people and just other things that people are going through in the community. Do you have a question that we can give to our panel?
Sure. I think I would definitely ask, what resources do people need to know about in order to deal with that issue? So many folks, you know, are struggling with, what do they do? You know, where's their hope? What's their purpose? They don't even have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what can lead to that kind of feeling. So
right.
If there's, you know, obviously with Ms. CJ, that's an awesome resource for men and women that are lockdown, but what about lockdown mentally?
Yeah,
right.
Know? Yeah.
Right. And you know what? That is so true, because some of us are not in jail behind bars, but
right,
we are still
locked up
in prison. Yes.
Yes.
So we will get to that question on the other side of our commercial break. Thanks for listening to CTK World Radio at ctk.org. And now for our commercial breaks, we'll be right back.
RTV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to the Caring and Sharing with Dara Show. As we begin to get further into our topic, where we are going to touch on some different levels of people feeling depressed and helpless and hopeless, before we open up that topic, I would like to start in prayer today. And I would ask that, CJ, would you please open us up in prayer?
I would love to. For those in the viewing audience, if you could bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, we just thank you for yet another opportunity to be before you, to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us, the things that your word said you will do, and the things that we know that you're capable of. Lord, we ask that you would just be in the midst of this conversation. Let us say things that would not only be pleasing to you, that but would also be helpful to our viewing audience. Lord, we know that we're in some trying times, but we're here to declare that God's word is still true.
Yes.
And that happiness and peace can exist in such a time such as this. So, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to be with us, to strengthen us, to guide our thoughts and our tongues and our words and our actions. These and other things we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. Amen. I would also like to thank Sister Kelly for joining us in on this topic. Thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome.
So the topic that we're going to discuss today is going to touch on many levels. We're going to talk from depression to feeling self-esteem to certain areas that make us feel like we may want to end our life or something. Why I thought it was so important to have this show today was because the topic of suicide was a discussion that was in my very own family this week. And because of that discussion, I know that it is just not my family, but it is other families out there that need to hear this information. So I have some ladies here, and we're going to just try to enlighten and encourage and to bring hope where you feel helpless. We're going to share resources and more prayer and scriptures. So as we get into our topic, I would like to start with CJ and just have you just really start the topic off for us.
I'd love to. When I got the call to be on this conversation, the first thing that I thought about was, wow, I'm a life coach, and I talk to people about life, about living, about loving. But several years ago, I recognized that death is a part of life. Mm-hmm. And about 2 years ago, I recognized that suicide was part of the conversation about death. So they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I did when I knew I was going to be in this conversation, like most people, I Googled. So I Googled suicide, and I would suggest to some of you out there that could be a first place for you to start your conversation is just to simply Google. Technology is amazing. We have it and we should use it. and using it wisely is another part of the conversation. But one of the things, like I say, I Googled it, and under the epidemiology of suicide, it says globally, as of 2008-2009, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. The 10th leading cause of death. It said 800,000 to 1 million people die annually. And it says that rates for suicide have increased by 60% from the 1960s until 2012. So when you look at those numbers, and like I say, you guys go ahead and go on Google or whatever, you know, network, you can get your information. But that's a lot of people who are sad, who are lonely, who are depressed, who are anxious, who are hopeless, who are feeling that no one understands, no one cares, they have no one to talk to, they don't have resources. So the conversation that we're having right now, I'm so pleased, for lack of a better term, but I'm so pleased to be a part of, because we need to recognize that there are a lot of people who are hurting on a whole lot of levels, and especially going into the holiday seasons. We know that those are times traditionally of joy and happiness and peace and sharing and family and friends, but for some people, that is not the descriptive. There are so many people out there that are just hurting on so many levels. So this show, in my eyes, is meant to encourage and uplift and give you some practical application and resources that you can turn to, whether you are a young adult or an older adult. We all go through some of those same emotions when we talk about, you know, some of the things that are happening in the world. But like I say, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
And he's still in charge.
Right. And I'm going to touch on something that you just said that was real important, because there is no age level on this.
Absolutely.
This is so important, whether you're the parent, whether you're the child, whether you're the neighbor, and it may not be you that is seeking, but you may be the one that could seek information and give it to someone else.
Absolutely.
Like you just said, God is so good, and we do have Sister Kelly joining us today, and she is going to share some hope with us.
I think the last thing CJ said was God was still on the throne. And because we know that God is still on the throne, God has solutions to our problems. And one of the scriptures that come to mind is in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, where he says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also prove a way out so that you can stand up under the pressure." Mm-hmm. So we do have solutions, and we don't have to just give up and just feel like there is no hope, because there is hope in God. God's grace is sufficient for every need that we have. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, he lets us know, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." So we have ways out, but sometimes the enemy paints a picture and will want us to think that there's no hope, there's no way out, no one cares, nobody loves me. But I'm here today to give you hope through the Word of God.
Amen.
That God loves you.
Amen. And he sure does.
Amen.
And throughout the show, I would like to also share a number that you could use for yourself, or you can pass on to someone else. If you feel that you're in a crisis or you need any help, that number is 888-885-1222. And we will be calling that number out throughout the show. Once again, it's 888-885-1222. And now I would like to get into a little bit of discussing some of the areas that lead us to feeling depression. And that could be because we're feeling angry from work, from our families, and just other areas of our life that like Sister Kelly just said, no matter what we're going through, there is hope. Would you share just a little bit more with us?
Absolutely. And the information that I'm taking is coming straight off of information from Metro Crisis Center that was just read. And this is, like I say, straight from their information. It says, hopelessness, no reason for living, no sense of purpose in life, rage, anger, seeking revenge, recklessness or risky behavior, seemingly without thinking, expressions of feeling trapped, and we mentioned that, feeling trapped, mm-hmm. like there's no way out. Mm-hmm. And then we know that increased alcohol or drug abuse with the status for Colorado as far as our marijuana laws, you know, responsibility comes to that area also, but we know that there are people who misuse and abuse, mm-hmm. but an increase in alcohol or drug use, and many of you may not know, but you can Google this fact. We talk about drug use, but we really should have the conversation about alcohol and alcoholisms. There are, absolutely, there are, you know, I don't know the numbers, and I tell people I don't deal a lot with numbers because too much is too much and too many.
And the rate grows
exactly,
all the time.
Exactly. So what was the accurate thing last month may be new, but alcoholism is pervasive in our country, not only, you know, in the U.S., but others, but alcoholism, absolutely a topic of conversation. But the list goes on to say withdrawal from friends, from family, or from society. And it says anxiety, agitation, inability to sleep, or constant sleep. And then it talks about dramatic mood changes. Now, those descriptors could be like for suicide risk management, but many of them are just whole conversations in themselves. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
So everyday life.
Exactly,
huh?
Exactly. So when you put all these together, it looks like, wow, you know, it's a lot. But any one of these could be, you know, just one conversation. Yet again, to our point that there are areas in, you know, everyone's lives, like, what's the name? That just the TV anchor, Robin. She said, everybody's got something. That's the name of her book, Everybody's Got Something. But I think it does not have
and
to be
she's
so,
right.
And she's right. She's absolutely right. And I think that it does not have to be so hard every day for so many people. So that's why we're here.
That is why we're here. And we are coming up on our next commercial break. And before we do that, would you lead us with another scripture?
Sure, I will. And, you know, the Word of God is an anchor to our souls. And it's really what upholds us and gives us the faith and the strength that we need to continue. And I just like to quote this one scripture. Hope is an anchor for the soul. Hebrews 6:19-20 say, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, he has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So we have an anchor for our soul, amen. And Jesus is that anchor. And if we would just hold on to the anchor,
amen.
We can get through anything that comes upon us, anything that we're facing within a day, and just to know that God is the anchor to our souls.
Thank amen. You so much for that. And as we go into our commercial break, I would like to leave that Metro Crisis Service number for you or anyone that you may know that is seeking help in any of the areas that we are discussing here today. That number is 888-885-1222. Once again, 888-885-1222. And join us as we go further into our topic on the other side of this commercial break here at CTK World Radio. We will be back right after this.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet
Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Thanks again for joining me on the Caring and Sharing with Dara show here on CTK World Radio. We're back in the studio with our guest, and we will continue on with our topic. CJ, I'd like for you to get into a little bit more of the topic. I know that you are a life coach, and you speak life into people, and that is really what so many of us need, people to speak life to us, the truth, you know, and to have resources and people that care about those resources. So would you discuss further of our into our topic?
I'd love to. One of the things that I had the privilege of participating in, I guess it's been earlier this year, and it was sponsored by Brother Jeff, Brother Jeff's Cultural Center. And what it was a community conversation. We started about, I think it said mental health in the black church. Then we talked about mental health for black women. I believe we talked about mental health for our youth. And I had the privilege of hosting all of those events for Brother Jeff and his center. So I learned a lot and exposed to a lot of information. So what I would like to give you, the viewing audience, is the email for Brother Jeff and a phone number. Because if you want to be added to the list of Colorado Black Mental Health Resources, that's what we're going to be reading some of this information from. And that was compiled by Brother Jeff and his cultural center. So it's Brother Jeff, the number one, just one, at earthlink.net. So Brother Jeff, one, at earthlink.net, 303-293-0024. Not only is his cultural center a great resource for information in the black community, but like I say, this list of Colorado Black Mental Health Resources was just put together recently this year. So it's really good, concise information. And one of the places I'd like to give you right now is for the Center for African American Health. So for those of you who don't know, in Colorado, there's a whole center that is constructed with the idea of making life better for African Americans here in our city. And the person that I have is Mark Hocker, H-O-C-K-E-R, at the Center for African American Health. He's in charge of their program support coordinator, 303-355-3423, extension 111. And it's Mark at caahealth.org. So Mark at caahealth.org.
Thank you so much for that. And then I'd like to get back over here to Sister Kelly, because I know you are bringing scriptures for us today. And I am really reaching out to people right now who are feeling hopeless, and they feel like they don't have nowhere to turn, and they're just looking and seeking. Would you please just share more uplifting scriptures with us?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Hope produces endurance and perseverance, and we want you to know that that hope in God will allow you to persevere, press through whatever you're going through, and it will surely help you to endure whatever trial you're facing. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 says, "We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." So your endurance can be inspired through the hope that you have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there are so many reasons that you don't have to be hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. And if you could share any resources with us, what would they be?
Yes, I'd like to share this one with you. Peggy M. Norwood, PhD, psychologist, transformation, workshops, retreats, and a radio show. And her number is 720-212-4028. And she's located on the web at www.drpegonline.com.
Thank you so much for that. And I would also like to share once again the Metro Crisis Service number for yourself or anyone that you may know seeking help. That number is 888-885-1222. CJ?
And I'd just like to say that I personally know Dr. Peg. And I'd
and
like
I
to.
I do too.
All right,
hi,
then. Dr. Hey, Peg. Dr. Peg.
All right, a shout out for Dr. Peg.
Hey, you picked a good one.
You did. Dr. Peg has, she was part of the Brother Jeff event that I just mentioned earlier. And she writes a column in his paper. But Dr. Peg has written a book, and I can't think of the exact title, but it
what is to, Doggy Tales, right?
So,
I don't
that
know
is
the other one, but I know Doggy Tales.
That's the last one. I think her first one was something about what the psychiatrist or the psychologist won't tell you or something. You know how you pay all the money to go get your therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Peg is saying there are some things that we can just do normally on our own that they're not going to tell you about because they want you to come see them and pay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking a profession because everybody, you know, trying to get paid, make the world go around. But Dr. Peg is an excellent resource. But to segue from that, we wanted this conversation to not just solely focus on suicide, but knowing that the rate is increasing and the conversation must be had, whether that's with our young people or, you know, middle age or seniors or what have you. And once again, I'm just reading from the flyer.
Let me mention real quick, because you just spoke about, you know, the age, and I just sometimes wonder if we realize the growing rate of the younger.
The information that I stated earlier about going on the web, I just Googled suicide. There is a plethora of information that talks about the ages. It talks about the sexes. It talks about different countries and their rates. It talks about, it's just an amazing breakdown of information on suicide that you may have never wanted to know. But
would you leave us with that website in case
you
anyone wanted to look at it?
I just Googled suicide.
Okay.
That's all I did. Just went to Google suicide. You can do, you know, suicide per country, suicide for black people. That was, you know, one of my areas of concern. But it's just a Google search of suicide and take it from there.
And we want to make sure that, you know, we give as much information that we possibly are able to. But we definitely want to encourage people to find their own information.
Yes.
Look this information up for yourself and
exactly.
See where it fits in or if it doesn't fit in, where you can fit in that may be a resource to someone else out there.
And if the information is not for you, then it can possibly be for someone else. So let me just read you a little bit once again, just taken from that Metro Crisis flyer. It talks about a risk assessment, and it said, are you feeling hopeless about the future or present? And we covered that, and we gave you some scripture that could point you in a different direction. And it talks about thoughts of killing yourself. And, you know, in today's world with all the influences that we have, and, you know, we say media and technology and television, and that's some of it, but we have things going on in our own homes that we need to address. We have things with our kids that we as parents, some of that we can address, because our homes are the first classrooms, and we as parents are the first teachers. So some of that we might be able to work with. But thoughts of killing yourself, thoughts of just not having a purpose for life, and that's another part of the conversation. When Lynn was here earlier, we talked about knowing your purpose and having a purpose, and many people don't even realize that they have one. So while they are searching for that purpose, then the obstacles come and we divert from the road, but we have to keep our eyes on the prize. But if you think about, you know, killing yourself, this is one of the places that you can go for that help. Then it talks about if you have a plan. Some people have planned it out, you know, from this time or the other. Some people, I believe, that it just happens when it happens. But if you're out there and you've been thinking about killing yourself for quite some time and you have a plan, we're here to tell you that perhaps you can pause that plan.
Deviate
from the plan. Deviate from the plan and, you know, listen to the information that we're giving out, because time is out for you guys to be getting valuable information and you not act upon it. I know that sometimes resources were limited and hard to find, but there is no reason why today, after listening to some of this information, you guys can't have some resource that you can go to, not next week or next month, but right away. And if not for you, then for some other people. So those are just some of the questions to think about.
Yes. And also, I would like to, I know we have called out several numbers here, but if you have had a chance to write any of them down, if you have not had a chance to write them down, you can contact Karen and Sharon. I will forward any information to you that you have heard here, lead you to any resources that you may need, and I can be contacted at 720-365-6353. I'd like to turn to Sister Kelly and ask her to just share another scripture with us.
I would like to share this one in particular, to let you know that there is hope in God, and that you should put all of your hope in God and all of your confidence in God. In Psalms 42:5, it says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Amen. And when you can get a praise in your heart and really know that God is for you, you can get above anything that you're going through.
Yes, amen. You can. Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And as we go into our commercial break, I will be leaving that number, 888-885-1222. And when we come back, I just have a question for everyone, because we are going into the holiday season, which brings on a lot of this depression, because as parents, we think we have to do what society wants us to do for kids, are asking for things at prices that are like outrageous.
I must say,
have mercy.
Yes. So my question, as we leave for commercial and then we'll come back into our next segment, and then I'll definitely want to ask both of you here, but we talked about it actually the other day, the fruit of the spirit. Yes. And my question is, what will you be passing at your dinner table this holiday season? So on the other side of our break, we're going to find out, get some of those answers. We'll be right back after this on CTK World Radio.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
Elevation Health, Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness,
function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Thank you for joining me here on Caring and Sharing with Dara. As we left, I left a question that as we are going into the holiday season, a lot of us are thinking what gifts we're going to buy, what we're going to do the Christmas season, what we're going to cook, which all of that is totally awesome to add to the season. But it doesn't have to be everything. I would like to leave the greatest gift of all that I can suggest that anyone would share with anyone, and that is the love of Jesus. Because if you begin to share the love of Jesus, that is the greatest gift of all, some of the rest of this will really come together for so many of us. As we think about the fruit that we will pass this holiday season, Sister Kelly, would you please share that scripture with us?
There is a scripture in Galatians 5:22 that talks to us about the fruit of the Spirit, those things that bring about Christ within us. For the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and that they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of lust. So we must exemplify those fruits: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There is no law against it.
Wow, wouldn't that be awesome if as we're sitting and eating our turkey and our dressing and we're passing that basket and we're pulling out love and we're sharing it, we're pulling out peace, long-suffering, and we're sharing that. That is the whole point of this conversation that we had today, not just to shed this whole overview on people feeling depressed, people feeling like they want to end their lives, having low self-esteem. Those problems and those issues are real. So we haven't come up with any new problems. We all know what the problems are. Well, we want to offer our solutions and resources to those problems. And part of doing that is just sharing the love of God. Mm-hmm. Also part of doing that is going to be listening to some life coach advice from CJ Smith.
I just want to leave you with several things. If you go on to YouTube and look up Golden Souls by Design, there is a humorous look at some of the things that we can do this holiday season in order to make it a pleasant holiday season. That was a group of women that I had started a business with. One was a certified nutritional coach and the other naturopathic PhD. So on YouTube, like I say, look for Golden Souls by Design and you'll see some information that can get you through the holiday season. But one of the things that I wanted to say was we have to be engaging in life. I know that there are situations and circumstances out there that we don't want to be part of, or we don't want to have it be a part of our life. But the reality of it is the world is facing us to look at some things in our lives today that perhaps we haven't or we don't want to. And one of them, like, you know, the topic of this conversation has been loneliness and depression and people feeling that life has nothing to offer, or whatever you would say. I see so many people on the street corners with signs, and so many people in parking lots, and so many people that you can look in their faces and it seems that all is lost. But this show is about hope. So from a life coaching perspective, one of the major things is to be engaging in life. There are so many beautiful things out there, so many wonderful opportunities, but what happens many times, we allow the setback back and the off course to dictate the way we live and lead the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it does not have to be like that. We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down, but then got up. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the getting up. But to be engaging in life, not only as adults, but for our children too, to be physically active. I know we talk about, nutrition and diet and well-being, well, that goes to our spiritual growth also. Mm-hmm. So to be active, to be physically active, to surround yourself with positive people who are doing positive things. I know we talk about role models or perhaps the lack of role models for our African-American little boys, but that exists, but sometimes you have to encourage yourself.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. But just being engaging in positive, actions in life, understanding that life is good, understanding that there are things that happen to all of us, but we can persevere and we can move through. You can volunteer. There's a great benefit of volunteering. A quote says, the easiest way to find yourself is to lose yourself in service to others. So volunteering is a big part of it. Another one of my favorite quotes is, you do the possible, leave the impossible to God. So part of our conversation here today is, amidst everything that's going on with you, if you get spiritual life, I believe, in balance with your physical life, your emotional life, all of the components that make us the beautiful beings that we are, like you said, some of the situations that we face in life, they will fall off. Some of those friends or so-called friends that are negatively impacting your life, when you get some love of God in you, that will fall by the wayside. And yes, life is a process, but we're here to say that it can start today. And one of the things that I like to do is read bumper stickers. And if they say stuff that I like, I always try to write them down. So this came from DeVry. So this is what I want to leave you with from DeVry Institute. It says, you can change your tomorrow if you do something today.
Wow.
So don't wait until next week or next month or until Thanksgiving or until Christmas or try to go into 2015 without changing something in your life today and change it for the better.
Wow, that's awesome. And I also would like to say that you mentioned that we all go through struggles, and it's not that we don't go through them. It's just that we have to find a way to get through them that does not lead us to destruction, because if we can get out of that area, we're going to move forward.
Exactly.
One thing I would like to leave, because I like quotes too, and then we would get right over here to Sister Kelly. But I would just like to say that as we are looking for a way of life, we have that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
So whatever you're going through, seek that first. Be in prayer. Reach out to the resources that are available to you. But one of my favorite quotes that I love so much, and I attached it to a bookmark, and it comes from Booker T. Washington, and it was... I'm not sure of the exact quote, but it reads pretty much like, I have found that those that are the happiest in life are those that give the most to others.
Amen.
So, know, we have to sometimes realize that we want life to be about us,
right,
but it's really not. It's
right
about what you are willing to share and do for someone else. Sister Kelly, please share with us.
As we begin to close on this segment, I want you to know that the God that gives hope is also able to give you peace. The Bible lets us know in Matthew 11:28-30, it says, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and your burden is light. So you can take those burdens, those cares, those things that are bogging you down, you can take them to God, and you can leave them there, because He's willing to take on your burdens and all of your cares, and then take responsibility of them and see you through. I'd like to also say to you, those of you that are out there in the listening audience, find a local church in your community that you can attach yourself to. Because when you can build your spirit man, you can build your whole man. Start with that spirit man and see don't God make a change in your life.
Amen. And I know we are going to be closing this topic, and I invite everyone to please listen again on next Friday at 11 o'clock to CTK World Radio, Karen and Sharing with Dara. We will have another topic for you. We will bring more resources to you for anything that you heard here and you want more information. You can contact Karen and Sharing at 720-365-6353. Before I leave here, I'd like to share what I will be answering, that question that I have put out there the last segment. I'd like to say what I will be sharing at my dinner table. Of course, we're going to have rolls and everything else, but as that basket is going past my table, I'm going to be sharing love and joy and so much more, but I don't want to take it all from you ladies, so share with me what you will be passing around your dinner table.
Wow. We pass a lot of food, too.
Gotta have the food.
Gotta have some food. Let's be real about that. And it just amazes me that we live in such a rich country and we have so many people who go to bed without food. So that is another part of my conversation. But we have a tradition at my home for the holidays, Thanksgiving. We go around and we say what we're thankful for. Mm-hmm. And that has revealed a lot of good information over the years. So I'm thankful for life. You know, I'm thankful for life. Missed everything that's going on with, you know, people getting caught up in the caught-ups of life. The reality of it is life is good. Sometimes we make it a little harder than it needs to be, but know that life can be good, and if it's been good for you before, it can be good again. And if it's never been good for you, now's the time.
That is awesome. Sister Kelly, before you leave us in prayer, what would you be sharing at your dinner table?
I think I would share love and hope and peace most of all. I think if there's anything people are searching for, it's to find peace. And I heard a quote, since you all were quoting, and it said, if you have peace with God, you have peace with yourself.
Amen.
So make peace with God so that you can have peace with yourself.
Amen. That is beautiful. Amen. And before we close in prayer, I would definitely like to say thank you to both of you ladies for joining me here today on this topic that we knew would be a tough topic to discuss, but we discussed it among ourselves and we knew how important it was to bring the information. So hopefully we have been able to say something here today that would help someone or help Amen. Someone else. And as we close our show today, Sister Kelly, would you please leave us in prayer?
Father, I pray today, especially for those who find themselves in a dark place, who see no light on the horizon, who feels the heat of their fiery trials with no relief in sight. Lord, change this painful place into their hiding place where you are. Hear them, O God. You are real, and you are the one that can see them through in this particular time. Minister to them in a very special way, to those chosen ones who you are testing to prove their faith, calm their fears, quiet their spirit. Lord, remind them that trials come only to make us strong. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name, who was himself a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and who through your Son learned obedience from the things which he suffered. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every listener out there will grab hold to everything that was said here on today, and the change will come about in their lives. And from this day, they'll never be the same.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into our show today. And be sure to be tuned in next Friday at 11 o'clock to Caring and Sharing with Dara. Until then, may God bless you all. Thank you.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.